The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Come board my rocket ship. Buckle up, let's ride. Get ready for the lift. I want to show you what the planets. Fly you to the moon. I want to send you into warp drive. Into the twilight zone. I want to orbit around Uranus. Open up the hatch. See if any life down there. Any crab I can catch. Cause I'll always be a behemoth, y'all. Anywhere I go, eating plenty ground fat and marching up some dough. Gal, we heading in deep space.
We taking the guns.
Yes, we heading in deep space.
We taking the.
Look ya, young boy got plenty action. Old boy know how to pace. Get ready for the blast off.
We heading in deep space.
Yes, man. Ha ha. Let's go. Don't get lost in there now. Ha ha. Go. Woo.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I've got a bit of a different show for you today. I am expecting a big guest in studio. I don't think you could jinx it. I'm hoping that KB, the one and only Kirkland Bodie, could make it into studio with me today. I've got another guest joining me, Mr. Natino Thompson. And I brought these two guests together, not for them to like have the same show, you know, but see, here's what the vibe is. Mr. Natino Thompson and I are hosting a conversation, a public conversation on July 3rd called Ghosts, Haunted Borderlands, Untold Stories, Caught in Between Worlds, Beyond Being Bahamian. Right? Like, that's what... A slight ode to Nicolette Bethel and her work, A Slippery Fish to Catch. Those who know Nicolette's work intimately will catch the reference, pun intended, right? And so, an opportunity to talk to KB, one of the most prolific musicians in the country. See, because KB has told all the stories, conservation to politics to Bahamian culture, everything. This guy's anthology is just massive and expansive, right? And so, while Latino and I are going to be talking a bit about this talk and the subject matter, what are those ghosts, right? What are those things hanging out on the haunted borderland? One of those untold stories that stays caught in between worlds is Sweetheartin in the Bahamas, right? Sweetheartin. And so... after looking at KB's extensive anthology, right, I thought, well, what a perfect combination. Because, like somebody said yesterday on Adrian Fox's internet, I thought all Bahamian music was about Sweetheartin. And I'm inclined to agree with you, caller. So in the show today, we're going to be playing some music. I'm going to be asking you, the audience, we need to create a list. I need a list of all the Sweetheartin songs in the Bahamas. And this is important. Why is it important? Because Sweetheartin and the family dynamic is one of the, I think, most talked about but least examined spaces in the Bahamas, in Bahamian culture, historically. Nicolette Bethel has done extensive work. Ian Strawn has done extensive work. If you've watched the documentary, I Is Man, right? There's a lot about how our perceptions of family structures historically inform our behavior today, whether they are ill-conceived or completely incorrect, right? And so, like I say, KB is, because KB have a song called Bahamian Sweetheartin 101. I'm not saying he's the professor, right? Or I'm not saying he's the expert, But this boy been teaching us a thing or two about sweethearting for a long, long time. So, good morning, Mr. Thompson, Latino Thompson. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm good. Good morning, Bahamas.
So, tell the people about the talk.
Okay, so the talk, what we're talking about, we're interrogating Bahamian identity. Mm-hmm. And Bahamian society. Remember, I think you said in 2014 there's this article or there's this Bahamas local article that I saw where you said that the Bahamian identity is wrapped around tourism, mm-hmm. right? That who we are is basically seen through the eyes of the tourist. And I've been trying to figure out, okay, what is this Bahamian identity? Like, everybody says, okay, I'm proud to be Bahamian. But like, what does that mean? Like, we don't know philosophically what that, if somebody says, what does a Bahamian mean? We immediately go to, oh, it's the food we eat. It's the macaroni. It's the coleslaw. It's the peas and rice. Or it's the junk canoe, or we go to the Kong salad. And it's like, yeah, those are things we do. But what does it actually mean to be Bahamian? Yes, it's an ode to Nicolette Bethel's work where she says that Bahamian identity is a slippery fish to catch. But also, I think Keith Russell.
Right.
Keith Russell. Who also
coined ontological whiteness.
Yes. He uses that term. I remember we had a discussion about that. But I wanted to center those Bahamians who had actually tried to like figure out what this means. And I think that I've caught this little slippery blue marlin, right? Or the slippery barracuda.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I found is that it's this kind of ghost that continues to haunt us. And I'm trying to explain, okay, that there are these things that have happened in our past that we must recognize if we're going to go beyond what it means to be Bahamian. Because I think being Bahamian, it transcends the borders of the Bahamas. Because, mm-hmm. okay, what does it mean for Buddy Hield to be a Bahamian in America, mm-hmm. right? John Quill Jones, Stephen Gardner, what does that look like outside of the Bahamas, not just here? Like, we have Bahamians in the diaspora who mm-hmm. are being Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
So being Bahamian doesn't stop at our borders.
And, like, we have Bahamians in the diaspora that are not only being Bahamian, but they are... They have deep connections with the Bahamas, whether at a policy or political level, right? Whether at an economic sort of corporate multinational level, right? That these people are making massive contributions or significant contributions to Bahamian development, and they have to sit with the question, if I am located here outside of the Bahamas, am I still a Bahamian?
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. I think one of the things that I discovered is that... no matter where I go in the world, I carry the Bahamas on the tip of my tongue,
mm-hmm.
right? And while I may not have a basilectal Bahamian dialect, and that's when you say basilectal, that's where people will get the V's and the W mixed up, or not mixed up, but that's actually how Bahamian dialect works.
Yeah.
The V's and W switch. The T's turn into D's, right? Yeah. Instead of that, you say that,
mm-hmm.
right?
In fact, let me give you an example. My third day on the show,
uh-huh.
my sister sent me a text. She said, why are you speaking in Bahamian dialect? She said, why you sound like that? Because to her, mm-hmm. right, that's not me.
Yeah.
That's not who I am as a Bahamian.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and to your point, there's this, we've relegated Bahamian dialect to this inferior position to English, and we call it a broken language, but it's not broken.
It's whole and complete.
It's very whole and complete.
And I thought that Hubert Ingraham would have shown us that, right?
Uh-huh.
That like one of the most politically and legally astute people in the country, what's the term you use?
Basilectal.
Basilectal, right?
Yeah.
He switched his V's and W's all the time.
Yep,
that's just how he spoke.
He
and
did.
Nobody questioned the validity or the quality or the strength of what it was he was saying.
But also, like, for example, one of the things I've been saying is that whether you like her or not, you like her message, you like how she talks, her tone. Cindy Patrice Jackson is a good example of what Bahamian dialect can do. She's created multiple words, right, out of using Bahamian dialect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basilectal form of it, right?
Like, yeah, but that.
Yeah, but that. So what
Chapello.
Yeah, that didn't exist in the Bahamian English, Creole English lexicon before. And so... There's a magicness that happens when we use the language of our ancestors that was created for us to move us into levels of freedom. And I mm-hmm. think that Bahamian dialect is not just only about language. Language is important, though. And so I remember studying this philosopher. I think it's Ludwig Wittgenstein. And he says that the limits of my language represents the limits of my world.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I'm advocating for and we're going to talk about is I think that Bahamian dialect should be a subject entirely in and of itself taught from primary school straight up to tertiary. Currently, right now, we only get it. Like, you have the you don't have access to it until about tertiary level education.
Mm-hmm. And let me give the people a stark reason why. Like, right now, we are now, like, in the throes. Like, if you're on TikTok, if you're on social media, the Bahamian Twitter, Bahamian social media has connected with the Gullah Gullah Geechee people.
Yes, I saw. And that's the thing. So that connection has been made for years.
Right.
But seeing how it's come full circle, watch this. That's a historical moment because we're now connecting ourselves to where we came from or where the majority of the Bahamian population who were enslaved came with their masters over. And then Gullah Geechee, you also have to think about the liberated African.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because they make up a significant portion after we come from the majority of Bahamians came from the Gullah Geechee with their masters, right?
Yeah,
from the North, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, they came or they came to the Bahamas. Then you have the liberated Africans, the one who came straight from Africa, and they were only enslaved during the Middle Passage. And the minute they got here, the British released the majority of them in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Some went to Jamaica, some went to Haiti, some went to other colonies, but the majority of them were released in the Bahamas. It's a melting pot of ethnic African groups that landed here. Mm-hmm. I was just in the archives on last week Friday, and I was looking at the liberated Africans, and I saw the Congo, I saw the Igbo, I saw I can't remember the rest of them, but it's like if you start to really do the work, like we're really a multicultural society, and then you have to think about when the Greeks came, the Chinese, mm-hmm. right? All of these groups of people exist here, but we're not doing ourselves justice by like we acknowledge a certain set of people and we ignore
the rest.
And so what does that Bahamian identity look like in a multicultural space?
All right, so two things. About the idea that you have of teaching Bahamian dialect, Bahamian English,
mm-hmm.
as a standalone course,
yes.
is important because we may find ourselves in the same place as the Gullah Gullah people, the Geechee people.
Yeah.
Geechee people who speak Gullah Gullah, right?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you.
No, I think it's Gullah Geechee.
Okay, Gullah Geechee, right?
Yeah.
Where they are at risk of losing their language, losing it entirely, right? We need to teach Bahamian English as a standalone course, separate from English and English literature.
Yes.
For the purpose of preserving and retaining or making it more likely that we will do so. To my second point,
mm-hmm.
so we're talking about ghosts, haunted borderlands. Here are three ghosts,
mm-hmm.
right? Things hanging out at that haunted borderland.
Mm-hmm.
Conky Joes.
Yeah.
What's a Conky Joe? Mixed race Bahamians, predominantly European descent people, right? And where do they fit into the narrative? What space do they hold?
I don't know if they're predominantly, right? I think, so my theory is that almost all of the white people that we have here
uh-huh.
are mixed race.
I feel you.
Let me tell you why I say that, because over the time, we've stopped talking about these things, but I think this whole idea about, I guess, the Bahamas being, in terms of slavery, being less brutal, right? I think that emerges because of the mixing, right? In other words, we had close proximity to our masters if they were here. Now, the majority of them weren't, right? Mm-hmm. But when they were here, they were mixing. And that mixing, that's one of the things, the ghosts we don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember reading in one of the books where they talked about how, who's the deputy prime minister? AD would be able to go to the Savoy, but his brother could not because of the color.
Mm-hmm.
They were two different colors, but they were from the same parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was noted by someone in Bryland, right, who was familiar with the family. And so racism and race, we get, like, when we start talking about that, mm-hmm. like, that's a ghost. We, like, people mm-hmm. get upset.
All right, so, producer, let's get to the phone line. And as we go to the phone line, two other ghosts. I think one is homosexuality. Sissian, right? And we can talk about that just a little bit today. And then the other ghost we're definitely talking about today is Sweethearting. I think that's a ghost.
Yeah, because then...
The untold stories.
Yeah, I definitely Sweethearting, because remember now, the law of primogeniture we have in the Bahamas, until it was changed, and I can't remember when it was changed, but up until that point, the firstborn son had, you know, that was a big issue,
changed
right?
By the Inheritance
Act. Yeah, by the Inheritance Act. So if you had any illegitimate children before that was changed, they could not have access to whatever was left by the the parent or the father in particular. And so, yes, Sweethearting is a ghost.
Producer, let's go to the phone line, and then we can play some music.
Okay.
There we go. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Screen. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Right now. So you're trying to say, you are basically trying to say the white people will see...
Why would you say something so exciting to such excitable people and don't expect excitement?
What did you say? Sorry.
So, okay, this, you know the reference to driftwood and seaweed. Seaweed, it comes and it goes quickly. Driftwood, it stays, right? It washes in, but it stays. I'm not sure if we're going to... Because, see, okay, watch this. We contextualize it by acknowledging when they came and how they came. Right, like if they came as colonizers, I don't know if we're going to use the seaweed or driftwood reference, right? You know?
I don't know. I'm resting with that.
Okay, thank you, Carla.
I'm resting with that. That's an interesting notion or analogy.
And now I'm going to consider it, like when I'm preparing for this discussion we're having, right?
Uh-huh.
Like I've been thinking of, well, what are the ghosts? Right? And I think I'm going to add that as a part of my discussion and explore it more. We may get back to it today, but I want to play some music.
Go ahead.
Now, I mentioned another ghost,
mm-hmm.
homosexuality.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought about it. I thought, because that's a part of this big part of the talk, but KB's coming today, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my expectation is he's on his way. You know, they play that song, Deep Space.
One
of my favorite KB songs. Ever. I hope you're on the rocket ship heading here right now. But KB is one of the only people I know or whose work I know references homosexuality. Right? Ronnie Butler is the other one.
Okay.
I am just not familiar. It may be there. I'm just not familiar. But so here are the songs, right, by KB. Gal, Your Husband Funny. And I think that's from the 8 Mile Rock, Jonestown 8 Mile Rock album. If you go on YouTube, I think it's on that album there. Gal, Your Husband Funny, right? And then KB and Ronnie Butler, I'll Try Anything Once. There's some lyrics in there. Some by Ronnie, not by KB,
mm-hmm.
right? And Ronnie say, he try that. And KB said he ain't gonna try that. And I wish I had an opportunity to
I thought it was KB who was trying it.
No, it was Ronnie who said he'd try it, and KB said he ain't gonna try it.
No, okay, well, when I was listening, because I listened to it this morning, I think, right before I came, and I think in the song, KB...
No, man,
we could play it, but I remember thinking, the girlfriend.
Right, because it's still two women and him, it's still homosexuality.
No, actually, he said that...
No, you serious?
He said that the wife wanted two men. I was just listening to it, he said the wife wanted two men, so he'll try anything right.
Let's listen just for a little bit, so y'all know the song we're talking about.
Of all the dirt and rubbish, in spite of all the muck and stains, if she really did want me soft it up, at least she could have cleaned. Cause horse for horse, goat for goat, not every water does float your boat. Bone for dog and milk for cat, once I'm happy then I'm down with that. But I'll try anything once, there's not much I wouldn't do. Yes,
I'll try anything once. Cause girl, you know I is a fool for you.
Ah, yes, man. Come on now. Oh, yeah. Play that thing, man. Play that thing.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you directly to Miami without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey, KB.
Yes, sir.
Boy, you know, when you love these women, it will really make you do some crazy things.
Boy, I agree with you, right?
Listen, you gotta check this out. This really happened to me.
What?
Yes, boy.
Why you gotta hear this?
My gal asked me to lick ice cream over she kitchen floor.
What?
To prove my love, I had to do it.
She's a freaky.
Or she won't check for me no more. In spite of all the dirt and rubbish.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Okay, so we got into a very exciting part of the show. What are we talking about, man? Anyway, KB, again, we're having this conversation.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning.
Well, first of all, welcome.
Thank you very much, man.
Listen, we're going into space. From you knew years ago where we was going. You know Aisha Bo was going to make it up there. Yeah. And I know they take the song with them.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite Bahamian.
Also, Eddie Carter, he loved that. Eddie Carter loves that song.
Yeah, that one is a blast, pun intended. Okay, so we was playing I'll Try Anything Once, because while we were filling the time for you to get here, yeah, we were talking about one of the other ghosts, which is homosexuals.
Mm.
And we were talking about how...
So you're saying a ghost is...
Well, it's a thing that's there, but we don't... Okay.
Oh, okay,
it's
gotcha,
a thing
gotcha,
that is there,
gotcha,
and it's always been there, but...
I gotcha.
The act of not talking about it, the act of avoiding it, mm-hmm, right, has turned it into a ghost. Mm-hmm. But it's that type of ghost that you know them, that you know the ghost under the bed. We
yes,
know the ghost there.
Yeah.
But nobody would acknowledge it
just
when we try to acknowledge it.
Yes, in denial.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yes. So, yes, yeah, if that's the case. So, the reason why it becomes a ghost is because you refuse to acknowledge
yes,
it.
Yeah.
Right, and so the thing that you refuse to acknowledge is outside of your conscious awareness.
Yes.
No.
And so therefore it becomes a ghost. It's not really a ghost,
yeah,
but until you recognize it,
it'll
until you acknowledge it, it'll always be
right,
the ghost.
Now I brought you. I sort of felt comfortable with this because it feels to me like you're not afraid to touch any subject, right? Politics, right? Conservation, which is also a very political
yes,
sort of space.
Yes.
Relationship, sweetheart, and right, and so I say, man, today we going through some of your music, some of my favorites. I've asked the audience to call and text and tell us what your favorite sweetheart and song is. I don't mean to phrase it like, don't phrase it like that when you're in front of your spouse. For people to know, right? Don't say favorite. And I got a long list today. So we're going to play some music. We're going to do some talking. Mm-hmm. Now, I tell Natino, it's Ronnie Butler who say he'll try that. And in the song, you say you ain't going to try it. And I figure it's Ronnie Butler because he's the one who asked who put the pepper in the Vaseline. I don't know how he even know there was pepper in the Vaseline. Now, mind you, the song tell you because the two sissies was in the apartment, right?
Yeah, he did say that.
Now, this song is important. Like I referenced it earlier last week because a reason why homosexuality was decriminalized, and one of the rationales put forth was that I think with the expat and tourist market, mm-hmm. We could not have an environment where people were essentially snitching on the guests that we invite here about what they're doing in their private space.
I agree.
Right? Okay, so who put the pepper in the Vaseline? First of all, I don't know. Like, is it a violent song? I don't think it's necessarily a violent song, but it's something like we all know the song. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? And it's one of those sort of ghosts.
Wasn't that a song that never really got. It never was an airplay song, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it didn't get.
It's just a underground community song that people would play. But because I again, never as a kid, never heard it on the radio, but right. I know that song.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's appropriate.
But I've heard it a lot. I mean, not a lot, but I mean, whenever I've heard it, I know it's not one of my favorite Bahamian songs.
No.
It's really not.
And then,
it's not.
Gal, your husband funny, right? Like, I thought that's the sweetest way. Like, these men really love this woman. Like, you really trying to let her know, baby, something up. We need you to see why you can't see what we could see, right?
You know, like that idea came to me. I think I was driving in the States. I was not on the highway. Okay. And they had a thing, a billboard that said, "Did you know your wife's hot?"
Okay.
And it was an air-conditioned ad. But it said, did you know your wife is hot? Mm-hmm. And they were printing off that word of your wife being hot, get air-conditioned for her, she yada yada.
Yeah.
So when I came up with that idea, then the idea came to me, gal, your husband funny, meaning that, because if you listen to this song, this guy is extreme, he goes, he tells, everyone laughs and, he coming there, he telling jokes.
Okay.
But it was a play on the way that he's for, you don't know this man you got here, he really ain't for you.
Mm.
And so she couldn't see it, but the guys were telling him, you know what, this guy treating you nice. We don't do that as men. So actually it was playing three different ways.
Okay.
Us men don't do it. This guy takes you out, he goes with you to shopping, he does all these nice things. When we at the game, drunk and trying to sweetheart, he trying to hang out with you, do your nails, shop with you. So we trying to down this guy when he's such a nice guy. No regular men go, we do men things. And so the song, we're playing three different ways of talking of, he's funny. We trying to say, he ain't like us because we macho.
Yeah.
But we just, you didn't understand it. Three different players on the song that we're saying.
And I like it.
Yeah.
Like
so it was giving three different, and again, no, not to demean.
Yeah.
It was just bringing again. Because I believe in just, like you say, when something is invisible, I try to bring it to your face. If you like it or you don't like it, that's not the problem. That's not the point.
You're
the
just
point
trying to
is,
make it
I'm going to bring it to you because it's here.
Okay.
Just like turn it loose and let it go. It's there.
Okay.
So you could not want to talk about as many things. That's why I get in trouble a lot with my writing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's like jokey leaders or anything, I get in trouble with that.
Yeah. I remember when you I remember that. Yeah.
Producer, I don't know if you on Kermit board or yours, but I sent a link just now to both of you. Play that. In for this man here, Mr. KB. Now, Mr. KB, mm-hmm. I thought I was your biggest fan, but I found your biggest fan.
Yeah,
and I need the whole of the Bahamas to know who your biggest. I know you know who your biggest fan is.
Okay, let me.
Because you shared the video, right? But there's a young lady named Brooke. She is from Long Island.
But this is
Bahama right. Brooke.
Okay.
Because right now,
can I say Angelique can get. If you saying this, Angelique McKay can get angry at you big time. Because Angelique says she is the biggest fan.
Okay, Angelique, I could teach you how to trip down little children when I see you again. Because that's a heavy competition. But this is a little clip from a young Bahamian girl from Long Island named Bahama Brooke. Like, that's her media name. And she is singing what is, I think, the hottest song still in the Bahamas right now. Play that from a producer.
I'm a boatman. I'm a seaman. My work is on the water. Be diving, throwing the liners from a paper. How are you, bye? I'm a boat.
Producer, play Boatman for me. Look here. Boatman.
My brother loves that song. Yeah. My brother, like, he killed me at, when I was visiting
17
him.
Times, right?
Like, I was saying, yes. I was like, give us a rest.
I need
you.
I say
no, KB, I need you and Bloody to do a music video mm-hmm. with this. Because when Bloody performed that at the Bahama Rock concert for the 50th Independence, that is the sweetest moment ever. I know man them don't like you to call them Sweden and honey pie and make me cry, right? But when the boy say, that boy say, play boatman, and Bloody say, that boy ain't no boatman. Yeah. That boy is a policeman, right? Though, ain't nobody in the Bahamas gonna forget that. But this song came out right after the decision to make sailing the national sport.
Yeah, that was important, yes.
This is important. We gonna play this one. Mm-hmm. Just for a second.
How I survive. Listen. From foggy to yellow tail, from jackfish to killer whale, I jump in my dinghy boat and I head on down the coast. I need a fish to bite. My kids gotta eat tonight, so I do what I gotta do. Take some fish back for them to stew. I've been in the trail long and I was pulled strong by my father's
okay. So here's my list of sweethearting songs for today's show. We can start with the KB songs, right? Stroke Man.
Yes.
Confirm for me. I don't know nothing about Sweetheart and KB because apparently homosexuals can't sweetheart. It's not.
Why not?
I think that.
That's not true.
I think Roach.
That is
somebody just Roach true. Sure.
Me personally.
Yeah.
On for me, again, not a homosexual, but I think as a man, and I guess, well, homosexual, I guess not men, but as a man, men. For men to be at men, I think that's heaven.
Yeah.
Because we as men, that testosterone don't play with us.
Yeah.
So a man would understand, when I say the word testosterone, every man will understand what I'm saying because that's a real driver as far as what drives us, through nature driving us. Mm-hmm. When women can complain about postpartum syndrome, all that, having
all
a baby.
Of these conditions.
No, that testosterone, that's a handicap. But yeah. No one ever talks about it.
Oh boy.
From 1 to 100.
David Williams.
No one
International
talks about
Men's
it.
Day.
Yes.
We can't talk about
it. No one talks about it. Listen, from 0 to 100, uh-huh. If you go into 20 and you your testosterone that low, you are basically flaccid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to 50, you're an average guy because you can look at a woman, you can look at anyone and you can be attracted. But if you go into 70, you are a monster
mm-hmm.
at 70 and 80. The thing is, that same testosterone is extremely serious. That should be considered a handicap. But no one, because we are men, no one gives us a bligh. Everyone says, oh, you're a man, buckle up and just take it. They don't know what men go through with that same testosterone.
But look here, Latino, I think sort of masculinity and those issues, like, that's another ghost. The things we don't talk about, but are right there.
So, yeah, I think, well, Ian Bethel Bennett does some work on masculinity.
Yeah.
I think the way that we construct masculinity in the Bahamas is interesting and a lot of times toxic.
Yeah.
I know it is. It is, KB. I think I do get the sentiment that you're conveying. Mm-hmm. I see it a bit different though because I think Bahamian men are socialized in a particular way. They are often in positions of power, which means that they don't think about emotions in particular, right?
No, no,
that's not the forte, no. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's reserved for women, right? Mm-hmm. Or people, or you know, soft men, right? Mm-hmm. Or men who are not quote unquote alpha, right? Mm-hmm. There's this whole idea about that, and that like that whole discourse is problematic because you can be a man and be in touch with your emotions. It's just I think about balance, right?
Emotional intelligence,
yes,
emotional
intelligence.
Regulation yeah. as well, right?
I think, but like I said, we've done an injustice towards behavior men. Men
yeah, but say, okay, let's say to my main point, speaking about testosterone,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You as a man, being a soft man, hard man, whatever kind of man, you still have to deal with testosterone. And that's something you can't control. That's nature. So I'm not speaking to what he can do. You can't control that listen, part. Of,
I love that there's a place, right? When we call like the borderland, there's a place. Don't worry, that's Jesus.
I try to figure out.
Texting me, asking me, maybe it's something in the bag over there. What are you doing?
Nah.
So watch this.
Okay.
These are the things we need to talk about. We need to create a space. We typically, men could create the space for themselves, you know, mm-hmm. but it's not just men. that benefit from this conversation.
No.
It's not just men who value this conversation, right?
No,
so we can do that. Now, let me get back to this playlist because I got to play a song. Okay.
But I won't get back to it. I was having the enjoyment of the talk.
We can get back to that.
Now, this one, my girlfriend like juice too much. Very straight out. Right? And what I thought like was refreshing, like this, these are the things like men don't necessarily say out loud.
Uh-huh.
Like when they get cheated on, when they talk about it, it's an expression of rage and authority. Like, what I gonna do when I catch them or whatever.
You really dug for that one.
Yeah, but this place say
I need to hear that one.
This place say, man, she got a problem. Okay.
That song was written because I wrote a song for Veronica Bishop. That's called My Husband Like Teeth Too Much.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So because when I wrote that, so how long has it been out for months? So when I was putting out my project, I said, you know what? I should write a one. My girlfriend like, that's really why that came. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was, and then in my song, Little Richard, she said, I say something like apple, grape, whatever. And I said how she like drink juice.
Yeah.
But she like juice.
Okay. Yeah.
So. That's why when I did this one, I just said, okay, just be a song straight up and say, my girl, like, you know, that's all.
And but I think men need that. Like, they need to see an example. And look, you could talk about it, you know.
And that's why, I put it forward.
Yeah.
I put it forward.
Ghost in the Well, I think, Annie, Ghost in the Well, yes. That's one of the older ones.
Yes.
One of the more popular ones.
Yes.
Bush Mechanic. For a long time, I thought you was a real Bush Mechanic. And
yeah, that's what it is. I don't know. Listen, there's no sweetheart in that. There's no sweetheart in Bush Mechanic.
Me suck my teeth.
There's no sweetheart in it.
No?
No sweetheart. The Bush Mechanic just speaking about his, you know, what he has to do in his daily job and what he goes through. Now, you know, people. Let's say this. When I go on stage to perform live, I may, because then, you know, I don't want any kids around. So I may, you know, bring it a little more. And you're in the clubs, you're with adults. But basically the song was a straight ahead. I've never written a song, basically, where you can say, well, KB is saying that something that can't be said. Everything can be said. It's what your mind will want to pick up.
Absolutely. Okay. I got a question for you from a text, but we know, we can get there. I come in. Hold on. Gotta be more. Okay, KB.
Yes.
Wind up on somebody. That's a.
Yeah, that wind up on somebody. Or if you, I mean, the same thing as you're whining. It's a song in the dance and you wind up on, so, you know, wind up and say, well, okay, there you go. Takes and cake is talking about the dance or there's late. We see this girl over there and we both want her. And basically that's the subject matter. That's why that's a duet. We both see and we both want her. So it is. Now, you can tell by these guys, they got a couple of gals.
Yeah.
So that could be,
okay.
You know, I agree with you.
Bahamian Sweetheart in 101.
Of course, straight up in your face.
From the new Kuba.
And that is straight up Sweetheart. And it's what, you know, I've seen it many trips. I'm making trips to the States, and you see the guy, they trying to, you know, I'm sitting down and you know, waiting on Bahamas there to come from maybe Nassau or Freeport. And then when I come in, you sitting there and you watching who comes, because we know we sit there and we watch who coming off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you can sit there and you see. So and so, and you.
Walk
ahead, or he walk ahead.
Huh?
They meet. He pick up the car. So this song was actually telling you how to do your business, watch yourself, and how to do it.
Okay, all right. Now, so you have do you have more Sweetheart songs?
Well, I never really
call them Sweetheart songs.
Yeah, I never really looked at it that way. Okay.
So here's what I found.
That's the interesting thing about Bahamian music, right?
Yeah.
The social commentary, right? Because that's what he's doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever there's a moment, you talk about Boatman coming after Sailing was made the national. I think, in other words, the music itself or the song itself points to a particular point in time in Bahamian history where something is going on, and KB the writer is memorializing that moment through these lyrics.
Absolutely.
Can I say, and the point, Turn It Loose and Let Her Go. Turn It Loose and Let Her Go, if you listen to it, this song from then, I was about, 19, maybe 18, 19, 20, right at that point. And again, being that, you know, I schooled in the States, I was in a drama club, the whole works. So I saw at that point in my life, being young, I saw there were guys, because I was in school in the States, I saw guys who had relationships, being in, you know, in the drama club, this is where it is. And so when I wrote that song was actually saying, be yourself. Don't let anyone change. That's what the song is about. So you notice the song says that you'd ball all day, you come on, beat, you ball all night, you come on, bite off a finger. What you get married for, I really don't know. All you do is beat that gal and use it for puppy show. This is a frustrated guy who living a life that then it says, then the second verse said, if you would go straight, then people could cope. But when you passing by, people afraid to pick up their soap. It's telling you what the song is saying. Maybe nothing wrong with you. This is what the song says. Maybe nothing wrong with you, but what people going to think? All the boys then wearing blue and you wearing pink. That's what the song says. Yeah. It's straight in your face. Yeah. Saying, but, you know, man, most people just listen to the chorus. They don't hear what this song is. But it was that song was actually a song just speaking to be yourself.
Okay.
All right.
And so, that's what she thought was also, be yourself.
Okay. Yeah, because... we love you just like that.
Yes.
Just because you're fat.
That's it.
All right, so I can go through this. Listen, I want you to tell me if this song is a sweethearting song or not. Mm-hmm. Mahalia by Bloody.
You say you don't categorize them like
this,
that.
No, this one ain't mine. This one ain't mine.
Mahalia by Bloody.
Mahalia?
Yeah. Where you been, gal? I been... It's implied, right? Is it implied?
That's definitely that. She's you paranoid.
Yeah. But we know Backup Generator. Junglist.
Backup Generator. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wrote that one. I wrote that.
I always felt like it was yours. I don't know why I feel like you're Spice. Spice. Yeah, definitely
I wrote
Spice.
That. I wrote that for her.
Phenomenal female artist.
Okay.
Spice, Backup Generator. Junglist by Gino D. It has sweethearting elements to it, but I think like he reached the point where he realized that it's his location in the relationship that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That as long as he thinks that's his girlfriend, she's sweethearting on him. But then he realized that's just the nature of her. He was able to release her.
Now you deeper that deeper than I can't answer that one.
Okay. Ancient Man, Red Shirt.
Definitely.
Give me my red shirt.
Yeah.
Natino, you know that song?
No, I don't.
No?
Yeah, if I don't.
You have to play that.
That was huge.
If I don't ever see your ugly face no more, I swear to God, it'll be too soon. You don't know that?
Your black ugly face.
Yeah, your black ugly face. Let me show you something.
I don't know.
I love my partner. I want to sing that song so bad, but I love my partner. I ain't going to never be able to sing it. Right? But yeah, Red Shade is
your clothes get thrown, or what you mean? Why you gonna sing it?
I'm gonna have to listen to somebody take it. Get on.
Hey, I know I was in trouble when somebody take all my mango.
Okay, so I know it, but I just don't know this red shirt. Okay. I heard this, so I just before.
It is a big song.
Give me my red shirt, baby. Give me my shoes over there. Oh, give me my shoes over there. Y'all, if I don't ever see you no more.
Okay, so I know it's red shirt now.
All right,
okay.
And then I want to send a shout out to DJ Overdose.
Okay.
Who did a rhythm, a red shirt rhythm on their 5 song. Leon Green,
okay.
Vocab. Mm-hmm. He has a song called One Gal, and he is in the style of like a Joseph Spence. It's very guttural, right?
Okay.
Overdose has one.
Guttural. Good one.
Is it on Apple Music?
Hmm?
Is it
on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Okay, I'll check
it's on
it
YouTube.
Out. Okay.
Elena, is it Elena? Sweet Jams Only.
Mm.
And right, so 5 tracks on the. I was impressed by him finding a sample within as opposed to without, right?
Okay,
the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. Producer, let's prep that phone call. Well, one of the newest ones, Wake Boyfriend by Johnny K.
Mm-hmm.
Some women know they boyfriend.
Yeah, there are many songs. I know there's a guy at the Grand Bomb who has a boyfriend, that kind of work thing.
Yeah.
So I know, there's several songs I know like that. So you're right, sweethearting. You're right.
Prolific. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
And to all the guests. KB, my favorite.
Thank you very much. How you doing? Good morning.
Listen, you know one. Oh, this is from the old school, but it indeed is a sweethearting song. 8 babies to mine.
Yes.
She left me behind with 8 babies to mine.
Yes.
I will say no more,
yes.
But that is definitely one.
Yes.
Now, ma'am, just a quick thing, right? I play that regularly, and I played it last week sort of anticipating this conversation, right?
Okay.
Do we call it sweethearting when it's about the economic dynamics of the time? Because I always felt like he stayed home, she went to the doctor.
Hold on, come in. Yeah, I'm on the phone.
The last thing.
And you sweethearting me on the phone? Miss, you can't go to Wake.
No.
Continue.
No,
you continue. No, talk to KB. Don't mind me.
Okay, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
But the fact is, she left him with all these babies to mine, and she was out there with a sailor.
Mm.
I got you. I got you. It don't matter to his heart. What the dynamic? Yes. I got you.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thanking you very, very much.
Now, I've never heard, I don't know if I've never heard that one, but let me tell you immediately what I think about, right? As a historian, I'm well aware that there are steamships that used to pass at certain ports, like Rum Key, Inagua, I think Crooked Island and or Auckland's. There were the steamships used to go there. So that part of Bahamian history, I could relate to because I'm well aware of it, and I could see the correlation between the music and the song, and the history itself, or the moment that I was talking about.
I got you. I got
you. You see,
I'm going to declare now that Can't Find Jerry Roker in Town is a sweetheart and song. I can't tell you how I know. Okay, I can't tell you how I know, but I letting y'all know now. If it's one thing I know that. Okay? That's a sweetheart. I can't tell you the details either.
And you asked me one more. I told you the song I had on the same Cuba album.
Yeah.
It's called They Ain't Gone. That's the one I tell you. And They Ain't Gone, meaning that his wife left him. Even the sweetheart leave him, but they still has come around him, bothering him for money and looking to buy. Still, it's that same kind of
a vibe.
Yeah, right. Same kind of. But listen, sweetheart in the Bahamas is it's a culture. It's an art.
In fact, if you watch Eyes Man, the documentary by Ian Strawn, right, Nicolette Bethel explains tries to create a space where we could the ghosts, the thing. That we have been taught, like I was taught, the nuclear family is a traditional family in the Bahamas. That's not true. That just ain't true.
Also, right? Our research bears that out because the way that the majority of Bahamian families are structured is matrifocal, which means that the woman is basically the head of the house. However, the man may be in or out the house. Mm-hmm. He plays the role in terms of giving and providing money.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically does, you know, make the brunt of the work, meaning that it centers around what the woman itself does.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Now, KB, I got some more questions about your work, your anthology, but I want to just get through this list. Bad Sweetheart.
That's, of course.
Yeah. Bad Woman.
Make my gag man.
Sleeping Policeman, huh? No. Is that about Sweethearting?
Well, he's just saying, bad woman.
Okay, now
that is Sweethearting because she's bad.
Yeah.
So that would be.
What I found cool was both D-Mac and Avi have versions of Bad Sweetheart.
That's what
I found on YouTube.
Okay. I didn't
and
know
the
that.
Voices were distinct. I thought maybe somebody just mislabeled it. Like they don't know the difference.
I did not.
But I think the voices are distinctly different.
Okay,
of course, Ghost Move. We all know Ghost.
Yes, now, of course.
I don't know what's going on in Inagua, right? But Avi and Stalik, put that suitcase down. Don't go downtown. I ain't going to keep Sweetheart no more.
Not a sweetheart.
And then you make Red run in my eye. Woman calling me pie. If you leave me, I ain't going to die, right? Mm-hmm. We say, you carry on the way you do. I ain't going to die. I could be all right. Ghost Move. Roach on My Bread.
Well, definitely.
Classic.
That's a lot of... Wow.
Like I said, Todd Mahalia. Avi with another one. I ain't going home. Producer, play that.
I haven't heard
this
that.
This is a relatively new one, right? But he said, look here, woman out here like grass on the lawn, ducks in the pond. I ain't going home. Like you rowing, I ain't going home because woman out here like grass on the lawn, ducks
you.
On
a
the
lot
pond.
Of women.
Yeah.
Why go home?
Okay, here's a question for you. What does this man drunk hot dog sauce mean, KB?
That got to be very personal because hot dog sauce, I can't even imagine.
Just because you're from the north.
Yeah, that's my point.
From the south, right?
That's my point. I can't relate to that.
Producer, when you get a chance, play.
That sounds extremely disgusting. You know hot dog water like?
This time I feel like I like hot dog sauce.
I've heard about hot dog sauce. I would never do that.
What's wrong with you?
That sounds disgusting.
A hot dog sauce?
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
No,
you ever had rib sauce?
Rib sauce.
I never had a rib sauce either, but I think I heard.
I mean,
about it.
The ribs is be in the. I mean, yes, in the dumplings.
If y'all was like, in the two most Bahamian, but I might know. No. I was pulling y'all Bahamian card.
Rib sauce.
Yes.
Never had that.
That's your business. That's okay. Producer, when you ready, Duke Cannon is Caribbean's Chinese children. Now, when you mentioned the Turks connection, right? Mm-hmm. Kino Hall, layaway. Yes. Somebody gotcha.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of sweetheart in me. Wow.
Another modern day classic, Looking for Sugar.
Lord, here you go. Lord.
You know
Lord,
when your on, music.
I swear, hold on, come on, fool.
When your music's so hot, the phone say, look here, let's play some music right now, KB.
Uh-huh.
All right, producer, when you're ready, it's on the list halfway through. And then I'm going to ask you some questions, because I don't know how many albums you have, KB.
A lot.
I don't know how many songs you have, KB.
I think it's interesting, and I'm really glad that you invited me, right? Because I mean, I get to talk to you, right? So the fact that I'm excited because, like, I mean, I've always noted the social commentary in Bahamian music, but to sit and hear like your story, you said that you went to school, like you
I school in the state.
And you I think you said that you did drama school or something like
but
that.
I did drama class. I did we call it, you know, chorus and drama. Okay. To cost, you know,
are you teaching at the campus?
No,
because
no,
you should be.
But are you going to be teaching at the UB School of?
I have no credentials. No. I have no credentials. No, don't get me wrong. I have experience to teach.
Yeah, albums is the credential.
No, I have experience to teach, but I have no credentials to teach.
All right, producer, I know I tell
I'm like Kanye right here.
I know I tell you play the song by Avi, but we're coming to the end of the first hour of the show.
We're going to play that.
If KB is, you want to play the one by Avi?
Yeah, let me hear that. Let me hear that song.
Play that, producer, as we go to the break, the end of On the Clock, and then we're going to begin Guardian Radio AM, and we're going to get back into this, because I have to ask you about this album, Stinking Ways, and when you became a rock star.
Oh, you know about that.
Listen, don't mind what I be doing in the night. I don't be doing badness. I be doing research. My producer can pull it up any moment now. As we get ready to close the show, Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for 4 to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba, Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part, no visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have 4 ways to enter, 4 ways to win. That's for Guardian. Listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun, and feel that ocean breeze. You and 3 loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. We're going to the break. I planned this song for KB. I didn't know I know a song that KB didn't know, but I'm going to take advantage of this moment. This is Avi, I Ain't Going Home.
My lord, and let me tell you one thing, I ain't going home, no, I ain't going home, why you messing around, not a woman on your mind, you didn't hold your ground, now you asking all around, did you see him, tell him I didn't mean it, why you messing around, didn't hold your ground, now you asking all around, did you see him. Sunny bank, ducks in the corn, these gals all yell like grass on my lawn, and let me tell you one thing, I ain't going home.